My name is Gifton Jelen. I am a trumpet player, originally from the Bahamas, now living in New York City. At this very moment, I'm actually back in the Bahamas, chilling. And you are listening to my music on The Checkout. My father gave me a little piano when I first started into music. From then, he took me to some piano lessons, and I wasn't really interested in playing the piano as much. And I just played it for church when they needed me to do it. And I just remember the drums at the time, because I was young. I was like 5 or 6 or 7, and I remember the drums was like my thing. As I got older, I started to get just a little bit better on the piano and just being able to play all the different keys, etc. My dad is a pastor, and a lot of the music as far as the hymns were very much so simplistic hymns. Sorry, some things that you may know, like Amazing Grace, you know. So like stuff like that. And then once it got into the section of, you know, praise and worship, because it's a Haitian Baptist church, is very much so rhythmically driven. And so I had to learn how to play some of the Haitian rhythms on the piano. And that's why I started to basically treat the instrument, piano, as like a percussive instrument. There are this rhythmic kind of grouping, which is found in compa music, which is a very much so the music you hear in Haiti a lot. And so it's just kind of like the gospel end of that, which would be. And then once I started, you know, hearing other types of music, I just started to like, you know, be a little bit more experimental with the rhythm. So when we'd be playing, you know, just like regular folk tunes, we'd be playing, you know, and it's like, it's just all about making the groove just continually just keep going, and everybody just going, and at certain points, you know, they would pick up the tempo, bring it back down. So it's like there's so many places the music can go, but I just remember me just falling in love with music because of that. At the age of 10, that's when I first picked up the trumpet. My marching band needed more volunteers on the trumpet end, and I was playing snare drums for the marching band, and I just was like, okay, I'll play the trumpet. My dad, he's like a jack of all trades. He kind of dabbled with all of the instruments, and so he had a trumpet, you know, laying around at someone's house. And I kind of told him, where's that trumpet? And, you know, I went to the lady who he gave the trumpet to. And she's like, oh, I think I still got that trumpet, you know, somewhere. And she brought it up to me. And it had been like 10 years or so since she had played that instrument. And so I didn't have to pay for a new trumpet. There was a red trumpet around. So I picked it up. And once I played the first note, you know, I was like, this is it. To segue into the song you're about to hear, which is called The Worshipper, I basically wanted to encapsulate that feeling that, you know, we would get to in the black church. Everybody in church, you know, having their eyes closed and everybody kind of, you know, waving their hands in just a very spiritual kind of state. And I kind of just wanted to create the musical kind of background to that. And so this song is entitled The Worshipper. Thank you. My name is Gifton Jelen. You just heard the song off of my debut album, True Design, The Worshipper. You're listening to my music on The Checkout. When I was in high school, I remember people would call me Jazz just by virtue of me just always wanting to play it, me always practicing it, me always talking about it. I remember one of the stories where I showed one of my friends this video of Roy Hargrove playing circus. In my head at the time, I thought, there's no way, like, there is no way that I'm gonna show her this. Like, she has to, like, you know, feel this music. Like, it's too good for her not to, you know, see how good this is. And I remember I started playing it, and like few seconds into the song, she started talking over the music, and I was telling her, wait, but there's more, like, you know, like, keep listening. I just remember that was kind of the first points to myself where I started to think, wow, like, I'm really alone in this kind of world of appreciation for, you know, this style of music. And I just remember a lot of times where some of my other friends, I would show to them, and I remember them telling me, but there's no beat. And I'm telling them, yeah, but you feel the beat. Like, I remember me just being a little bit kind of frustrated sometimes because I would expect people to hear some of the same things that I was hearing as well. So I basically wrote the song called Inner Perception because it was just a world to me that I had difficulties in sharing with other people. My name is Gifton Jelen. You're listening to my music on The Checkout. The song you just heard is entitled Inner Perception. It's about, you know, me feeling sort of alone within my, you know, jazz discovery and musical journey on the whole growing up in the Bahamas. And, you know, it connects to when I first made that mutual connection with my first mentor, Adrian Diagala. And Adrian Diagala is a very seasoned musician who played with Eric Gale, Onaje Allen-Gums, and Harry Whitaker, just to name a few, in the Bahamas. He's the one that started the whole jazz scene. He would bring all type of musicians down from New York to play. Through his efforts, it has kind of fostered a scene now in the Bahamas, which I'm a part of or a product of. And I just remember when I first met Adrian, me feeling like, wow, there's someone that really loves this music and really is knowledgeable to be able to help me to be able to learn more about this music. And so I remember the first time we met, he gave me a whole, you know, trash bag of, you know, CDs. And I remember me just looking at all these CDs I was searching up on Google. Specifically, one of the first records I had heard was Nicholas Payton, Three Trumpeters, and he had the album. So I was able to finally hear all the tracks. It's Nick Payton, Wynton Marsalis, and Roy Hargrove, and I just remember Wynton took the first solo, Nick Payton took the second solo, and then Roy came in third. And Roy started off the solo, like everybody, like Roy just started off the solo with a few notes, like, I was just like, whoa, like, you know, and I was just, and I hadn't known any of the names, so I made sure I asked the teacher, who are those guys? And, you know, and he told me the names, and I went and searched up all three of them. And, you know, those were just like my first experiences with some of the, you know, the living legends on trumpet of the time. Just absorbing all of that music and, you know, having someone that's able to explain, like Adrian Diagala, you know, the meaning behind it or the bigger picture. So he basically would introduce me to some of the four founders of the music, like Monk and Bud Powell and Horace Silver, and we would learn these tunes and we would have chances to play these tunes regularly through a group he created with young musicians called Jazz Cats. he would call me on these gigs even when I was 13 and couldn't play, you know? You know, and it's like, it was just like, you know, but he knew that I had a lot of potential, and through that, me just always going to these gigs, and it really helped me in a major way. My name is Gift Angelin. You're listening to my music on The Checkout. I'm a fourth year at Juilliard right now, and I'm on my last semester. And it's really mind-boggling to think of when I first started to discover jazz music and some of the names that I did encounter and some of the people that I were hugely inspired by, to be in a position now where those people are people that I'm in close contact with. If you were to tell me when I first started, the same kid at 13, that, you know, you will have connections with these greats, because especially being in a place like the Bahamas, just given the environment and also just the distance between, you know, a place like New York, a lot of the times it seems almost near impossible, you know, for those connections to even happen. Like, how would it happen, right? And it's like, now being in the future and seeing the journey, I can't help but just be grateful for the blessings. You know, I've had opportunities to play in place of Wynton DeSub at the Jazz and Lincoln Center Orchestra, and had, you know, opportunities to be presented by Roy Hargrove. He presented my group at the Blue Note. And recently, I was able to fortunately win the Letter One Rising Stars Jazz Award. And that award is for promising talent in the North America and the European circuit. I had the chance to win the North American edition, which allows for me to push my music to some of the larger festivals in US and Canada. Blue Note Jazz Festival, Monterey Jazz Festival, Newport Jazz Festival, just to name a few. And so it's an amazing award, because they allow for you to also have some sort of visibility. I've been able to get featured in jazz magazines such as Jazz's, Downbeat, also Forbes. For any younger musician that's trying to push their music, it's an award that can change their life. In June 2019, I flew down my quintet down to the Bahamas, and we recorded my first studio album. Emmanuel Wilkins on alto saxophone, Micah Thomas on piano, Philip Norris on bass, and Kyle Benford on drums. This band, we've been playing at the Smoke Jazz Club. We had a residency there for about 6 months, and we would play every Sunday, and we would be playing the songs you've heard on this album. That is also what allowed for us to build the chemistry as far as what this album means. True Design is about the artistic nature of the world and its workings. We are a part of something greater than ourselves. I consider myself someone that's spiritually connected. And for me, given our current global climate, you know, it was clear to me that, you know, our plans don't have any weight against nature, specifically, you know, within this COVID period. And I hope to just be a light that contribute to making this time less burdensome, you know, through music. True Design. I hope you guys enjoy it.